AgriTalk is brought to you by Full Scale from Helena. Grow strong returns this season with breakthrough foliar nutrition from Full Scale at Reproduction. And by propane. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially farmers. Environmentally friendly propane can fuel most anything on the farm. See how at propane.com.
We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk.
Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio, Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Hey, I was looking back at some of the conversations that I had at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, and we decided that there are some that are just too good to not make available to you. So, livestock producers, here's one for you. Joining us now is Dean Meyer. He's from Rock Rapids, Iowa, incoming chair of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Dean, congratulations.
Thank you, Chip. It's good to be here and good to represent the U.S. Meat Export Federation.
All right. When you talk about the responsibilities that come along with the position that you're in now and you're taking those on, what does it mean to you?
I think it's a great opportunity to pull the nine sectors together and work with those outside even the industries that I'm used to working with. The corn, soybean, livestock industry, we can also glean a lot from the packing and trading industry and even the staff that works internationally. It's a great opportunity to pull everybody together to help put U.S. red meat on the world's table.
So when you look at what... first things first, Dean, tell us about your operation before I ask you what USMEF might have done for your operation. Tell us about your place.
Yeah, I'm a fourth generation farmer in extreme northwest Iowa, Rock Rapids. Farm with my three sons. We got a corn soybean row crop operation. We got a cattle feedlot, and we got a hog finishing operation.
Okay. So U.S. Meat Export Federation and everything that they do to build demand around the world, what's that mean to you?
It means... And put it in blunt terms, approximately $500 back per head on my beef, $60 back on pork, 66 cents a bushel on corn, and $1.70 a bushel on soybeans. That's value.
Dean, that seems like something worth working for, doesn't it?
It is, and there's room to grow. It's, you know, when I started on the U.S. Meat Export Board 7 years ago, and the acceleration we've had since then, and we still have opportunity. There's developing countries that are demanding U.S. red meat and are growing middle class, and we've got staff there. We're not working on one country. USMEF is broad based. We work in all countries.
Okay. All countries. Stay away from Asia for me for just a bit, because every time I have a conversation with John or Joe or anybody or Dan, we always go straight to Asia. Stay out of Asia for a little bit. Where do you see some additional potential?
Well, it's hard to stay out of Asia, but Central South America. I mean, there's opportunity. Mexico, Central America, Colombia. Pork in Colombia. I mean, you look since the free trade agreement, what that has done. You know, it's, and then our developing country, Africa. I mean, we got staff there. I mean, they're the youngest demographics in the world. Huge population, growing middle class. There's going to be opportunity. You know, that's going to be, you know, the next China. It is, or the next Japan. You know, look where Japan started 20 years ago.
Yeah.
There's going to be opportunity there.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, now we can go back and include Asia in the comments, but the South Korean market, the China market, and China for beef in 2022, good grief, that's just been an explosion of demand.
Yeah, it's even, you know, far above what I even, even after 21, we thought we were on a roll, and then we go 8 months, $1 billion. It's just huge, and... You know, it isn't because we got excellent relationships with China. It's because they want our product, and they've been zero COVID policy. You know, since COVID, food service is closed, but we're still moving product in there. You know, we get food service opened up again. There's going to be more opportunity there yet.
Yeah.
And then you go to Korea. What a success story on a free trade agreement. It goes to show, you know, these commodity groups need to help us. Work on our legislators. We need free trade agreements. We need a USTR trade negotiator. We need those individuals in place. We get a free trade agreement. You know, I mentioned Colombia. Look what that's done. It's free trade agreements work, especially in the U.S. meat. With no tariffs, we can move product.
Preach it there. Preaching that, Dean, because they do work. It's absolutely clear that these trade agreements work, and they help us build the markets out there. I got to ask the question about quality, because China, South Korea can get beef from other parts of the world, but it's not the quality of the beef that they're getting out of the U.S., and that's got to have such an impact on overall demand.
Quality, certainly, and that is what sells our product. I mean, we got the variety of meats, and we got the underutilized cuts that add tremendous value, you know, to credit to carcasses, but the quality, and specifically corn-fed. I mean, there's grain-fed, but corn-fed, there's this distinction. Visiting with in-country staff, they can see, and in those Southeast Asian countries, they are really particular about their food. That's what sells it. You get that marbling from corn-fed, soybean-fed pork and beef, and that's where we stand out.
Yep. Well, and then the cattlemen are helping out with the genetics that they've got in the feed yard, too.
Yeah, you look at where our quality grades have gone in the last 10 years. I mean, we went from 3% prime to 10% prime.
The charts, man. Yeah. It's outstanding. What are you looking forward to the most?
We're working with a team, and we got opportunity ahead. I look at these countries out there that have tremendous value that's to be tapped. And we've got some headwinds, but when haven't we have headwinds here? I mean, we got the value, you know, the dollar value versus, you know, some of the other slumping markets. You know, we still got some COVID issues, transportation issues, but yet look how we pushed through the past 2 years with the COVID pandemic. We got opportunity. I got a great team to work with. The officer team is, I mean, our synergisms are great, and we're ready to go.
Yep. Doesn't sound like you've got any regrets about getting involved with USMEF.
Not at all. It's a great team, and when I can put, you know, what I do at home to work internationally, it's a great opportunity.
That's an awesome. Dean, thank you so much. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Chip. It's been great to be here.
All right, Dean Meyer from U.S. Meat Export Federation. All right, thanks again, Dean. The value of beef and pork exports, the value that it brings to each and every cattle and hog that you sell is many times the difference between profit and loss. USMEF works hard to build those markets, and Dean is going to be a great representative around the globe for what you are doing. All right, thank you so much for listening this morning. Come back this afternoon. Conversation with Sam Hudson from Corn Belt Marketing. And tomorrow morning, it's a free-for-all right here on AgriTalk.